Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi, a deeper look, which we do every single day. L'Nishmas Rabbi Mori Rav Hillel ben Meir Chamecha Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Today, I'd like to take a look at Shmuel Aleph Perek Chav Dalet and just talk about something that occurs throughout the Perek, but we find it for the first time in Pasuk Dalet when David got up and cut off the corner of the coat that Shaul was wearing. Now, what exactly is going on with this process? So we mentioned in the context of our studying of the parak itself that that this was a sign, because when Shmuel was fighting Agag and he defeated the Amalekim, I'm sorry, when Shaul was fighting Agag and he showed Rachmanis on the Amalekim, Shmuel and Shaul got into it together back in Parak Tesvav, and when Shmuel got up to move away, he held on to the corner and it tore. And Shmuel said to Shaul, "Kara Hashem es Mamlechus Yisrael me'alecha, that Hashem cut off the Malchus Yisrael from you today, and he's going to give it to somebody better." And Rashi cites a medrash that when he tore Shaul's coat, he said, "If somebody is going to cut off your coat one day, he's going to rule for you afterwards." And sure enough, that's what happens over here when David HaMelech goes ahead and cuts off the coat. And so why is it that this is the siman? By the way, it also is going to turn out that David's going to be punished for this, the Gemara says. David didn't show a respect for clothing, and so later in his life, at the beginning of Malachim Aleph, we're going to see that he is going to get no comfort from clothing, because the Pasuk says, "Kol ha'mevazeh ha'begadim sof eino nehne mehem," somebody who embarrasses clothing cannot have benefit from it. So I understand if he did the right thing, because he showed that he doesn't want to kill him, why is he going to get punished? So the Medrash says the kanaf that was cut off over here, when he cut off the corner, it wasn't just that he cut off any corner, but as we mentioned in our learning today, we also mentioned that the corner was the corner of the tzitzis. Now, this is a big deal, because Shaul was very, very careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, that issue is very important to him. In fact, the Chidah quotes the Rambam as saying that he was punished for the avon tzitzis of Shaul HaMelech, for the sin of the tzitzis of Shaul, even though he was chasing after him, and Shaul HaMelech was liable, and this was a issue of Baba Machteres, and to save his life, cutting off the tzitzis is a small detail, but we see how serious it is in that regard to the punishment, that if he didn't have to go ahead and cut off the tzitzis, and he did, he certainly made it into a big deal. So there is a deeper lesson to be understood over here. In fact, so Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin in Resise Laila points out that there's something to be learned within this context. He says, first of all, you have to understand that when we deal with certain nations, the certain nations have a certain opportunity. Amalek takes their opportunity to jump up on you. Asher karcha baderech, we're told. They turn around when you're least expecting it, and they cut you off in those vigilante, those terrorist warfare, guerrilla warfare, to go ahead and attack you. And so when you get attacked, and you have to go to a place that is set aside for danger, you're certainly going to take weaponry over there, and you're going to watch out in that regard. Well, that's the trick. When you know you're in a bad neighborhood, what you need to do is you have to gird yourself with the responsibility to protect yourself. Taking a lull in your process when you're processing becomes a very big problem. So the trick to being able to handle challenges like an Amalek who comes and attacks you when you're not paying attention is to turn around and remember, if you're always on guard, if you're paying attention constantly, Amalek doesn't have an ability to go ahead and proceed. Now, how does one counteract Amalek? So in this regard, the Rav Tzadok adds that a person needs to understand there is a mitzvah of tzitzis, because the mitzvah of tzitzis shows you, as soon as you see any challenge, you look at the tzitzis and it puts you on guard. It reminds you of all your opportunities. And so that's why it's important to realize having tzitzis is a good antidote to sneak attacks like from things like Amalek. And so we can understand, therefore, that why Shaul HaMelech was given the understanding of the fact that he lost his kingdom when he lost the corner of his garment. You, Shaul, did not fulfill the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek as you were commanded by a Navi. And so therefore, the opportunity of Sechira against Amalek, namely the tzitzis, has been cut off from you. And that's what Shmuel told Shaul way back when. If that's the case, wearing tzitzis, even in moments of darkness, has an ability to go ahead and save you. Indeed, the Arizal recommends that people wear tzitzis even when they sleep, at least the Talis Katan. So that's at least from a Nistar level, a person has the opportunity to be surrounded by Zechira in that regard. And so, and of course, when Avram Avinu goes to fight with the kings to save Lot, that's when we first come up with the mitzvah of tzitzis. Where is that? We're told, Imichut ve'ad srochnal, that Avram Avinu said he wasn't going to take even a string from the king of stone. And where did we get ahead and gain something out of that? We gained something out of that when we got the mitzvah of tzitzis, Rashi on Chumash tells us. Well, David HaMelech certainly learns an appreciation of the mitzvah of tzitzis, which came from battles in that regard. Maybe that's what the Rashiva Zatzal Rav Golvich used to say when he used to quote from the Bereishis Rabba, Matzasi es David Avdi, Hecha Matzasi oso bestom. And that maybe this is also one of the lessons. Where do we find David? We found David because David HaMelech always had Zechira on his head. He carried the tzitzis with him all the time, as opposed to Shaul HaMelech in that regard. And so Mitzvah Tzitzis has the ability to go ahead and fix up a mistake. And so since a person goes ahead and achieves that, and achieves the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, the person is able to withstand the challenges of Amalek. So bringing that back to our situation, why does Shmuel choose the mitzvah of tzitzis to cut off? Because that's a sign. It's a sign you had the opportunity to defeat the enemy at war, and you didn't take advantage of it. And now David HaMelech actually goes ahead and cuts the corner off. And while on the one hand, it's a sign from Hashem for Shaul that his kingdom has been cut, David HaMelech shows that he too, at least in that moment in time, doesn't show respect for the power of the tzitzis. And for that, in the future, the begadim don't go ahead and warm him as well. It goes without saying how amazing it is that during the beginning of the great challenge we're under right now, the one thing that became a worldwide symbol to support Am Yisrael, and especially Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Ha'atzeinu, in the process of fighting a battle in the war, was the call for what? Tzitzis. Above everything else, that was the need, and it brought the nation together. Because when we turn around and we get involved in the tzitzis, u'ri'isem oso, u'schartem es kol mitzvos Hashem ba'asisem osam, when we see the mitzvah of tzitzis, we're able to remember Hashem, and we're able to do all of his mitzvos, we're always on guard. And with that in regard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, in the schus of the mitzvah of the tzitzis, and the encouragement of all of our chayalim, and in the schus of standing for Am Yisrael, may the protection that was provided for David be protection for all of his children, le David u'le zaro ad olam. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.